Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. All the ends of earth have seen salvation. Alleluia. The salvation of our God. Alleluia. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians, fear for sinners, hear the silent word is pleading. Nail's spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise a song on high. The Virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Beginning all, before all times, the Word was God. The same today is born to us, the Savior of the world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let us give thanks to our Abba, who has made us worthy to share in the heritage of the saints in light. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God has taken us out of the power of darkness and created a place for us in the community of the Beloved One, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ is the image of the unseen God, and the firstborn of all creation. For in Christ were created all things, whether in heaven or on earth, everything seen and unseen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thrones, dominions, sovereignties, and powers, all things were created through Christ and for Christ. Before anything was created, Christ existed, and in Christ all things hold together. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Now the church is Christ's body. Christ is our head, and as Christ is the beginning, he was the first to return from the dead, so that he might be first in every way. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For in Christ all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Christ to reconcile all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Beginning all, before all times, the Word was God. The same today is born to us, the Savior of the world.
A reading from the first letter of John. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Abba and became visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim in turn to you so that you may share life with us. This community of ours is with the Abba and with the Word, Jesus Christ. Indeed, our purpose in writing you this is that our joy may be complete. Thanks be to God.
The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Even so, the word that comes from the mouth of God does not return empty. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Today a new day has dawned, a day of redemption, forgiveness and joy. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Today a new day has dawned, a day of redemption, forgiveness, and joy.
Let us pray to the One born of Mary. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You are holy, yet wish to be born in the midst of our sins in order to make us holy. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You are strong, yet wished to be born as a weak and vulnerable child in order to give us strength. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You are immortal, yet empty yourself into a mortal body in order to give us immortality. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of endless love and compassion, we praise you for creating us in your own image and likeness, and even more for restoring us in Christ Jesus, your living Word. As we celebrate the fifth day of Christmas, may we live his gospel, for he lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the birth of our God and Savior Jesus Christ bring all humanity to salvation. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Holy One, you have blessed humankind through the fruitful virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. May we follow her example of strength and courage, and so bring your word into the world of today. Amen.